Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's a wake-up call, 404-726-0929, or you can hit us on the X at 92.9 Morning Shift. Allison, would you like to give out your Twitter? Because you butchered it yesterday to me, and yeah. I was not able to tag that. So
yeah, my Twitter is AllisonWSB.
There you go. Channel 2 is Allison Mastrangelo and SquidBilly at 929
Center.
I don't even know.
One L.
Allison.
Not Allison.
Allison. A-Town Alley, as you've been called before on these airwaves. Look, we got to
get it's at SquidBilly 929 if you're curious, since you wanted to just kind of.
No, that's what I said.
That's Dylan.
I said that's SquidBilly 929 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Nah, you butchered it, bro. I even got Bozier. I said that was disrespectful.
Yeah, the nation will provide or something like that. I don't know.
If you want your t-shirt, just call.
D-Led did tweet out a SquidBilly t-shirt yesterday. So that was, anyway.
Yeah.
That was fun.
D-Led's a big fan. He's in Squid Nation.
From a Hall of Famer.
That's right. We have Hall of Famers in there.
Yeah. Anyways.
D-Led, Algie Crumpler. You ain't got nobody.
We got to hit these wake-up calls, man. 404-726-0929.
Drew Butler.
Speaking of the Mafia, let's go ahead and head out to our boy John in LaGrange. Wham, wham, wham! John, tell him about it, baby. Let's go. Start it off right.
What's up, Godfather? Hey.
Let's go.
Tyreek Hill may win a sprint, but, you know, let's take synchronized swimming. He would drown because he couldn't hold his breath that long underwater. So there's a lot of things that, you know, folks can and can't do. Miss Allison.
Uh-oh.
Miss Allison.
Uh-oh. Careful.
You're fair game because it's wake-up call.
Let me say this.
You got dogs. You got gators. You got razorbacks. You got tigers. You got all kinds of folks in the SEC. Some things should either be made up or just not spoken, because when you say fighting cross and it's an owl with a little hat on his head, not good. Either make it up or just keep it to yourself.
Yo,
love you. You don't make up little words that don't exist, and you don't giggle all the time.
The profs.
So
the profs.
You're wonderful for the show, but just, you know, fighting profs. I don't know.
Yeah.
See ya.
I appreciate that.
Great call, John.
Mike Mafia.
I just want you to know that. I want you to know that that's what represents Mike's Mafia, the Johns of the world.
All right. Well, if you want, speaking of representing the Mafia or Squid Nation, let's go out to our buddy Chief out in South Fulton. Chief, good morning to you, buddy. What's going on?
What's happening, King?
Yeah, we're talking.
Chief. That's right, Chief. Nation of Domination in the house. Watch your mouth. Good morning to the Shoe Princes over there and to the leader of Mike's Mafia, All-American Mike P. Johnson.
Flam, flam, baby. Let's go.
And, of course, my tribal chief. And you guys, you know, you were talking about the polls. And I'm telling you right now, the polls are for the people. The polls get the people going. You know, they just get the people going.
That's right. I'm with you.
Yeah, that's right. And I got a question for you guys. It's a little off-kill, but me and the guys were arguing the other night. We were arguing about the smartest TV animals. So the three we came up with was Mr. Ed, the talking horse, and Flipper, and Lassie. Who's the smartest? I say that Lassie's probably the smartest, but I'm more interested in the talking horse. What do you guys think?
I don't think Mr. Ed was that smart. I let me think. It's got to be Flipper.
Well, yeah, I think the dolphins are one of the smartest animals around, so I would go with Flipper. I think Lassie
was actually just elephants intuitive. Are pretty smart.
Yeah, it would. Was there a TV elephant?
Oh, TV.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay. No. Yeah, yeah. No, Mr. Ed, Flipper, and Lassie.
Wait, what did you mean?
You're doing great, sweetie. You're doing
That's
great.
So early.
You know who was really smart? Was Wishbone, the dog.
I'm unfamiliar.
Yeah,
I'm
Wishbone
familiar.
Was a little dog in a TV show that I watched as a kid, and he would solve
Air
mysteries.
Bud. What about Air Bud?
Well, Air Bud just played basketball. I mean,
That's
he wasn't really smart.
Good.
Air Bud's recycled. They put him on TV.
Wishbone solved
crimes,
though. So I would say Wishbone is the smartest TV animal.
Yeah. What's the dogs? The
Air Bud, Golden Retriever.
They came back. Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound.
Whole group,
yeah.
They were so smart.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. The one that Michael J. Fox is the one that he played the voice of. That dog wasn't very
But he was in a good pack.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Chance.
And they made it home.
Was it Chance? Was Chance the older dog's name?
Chance.
I believe so.
Yeah, I think
they made it home. So that's my vote. Not elephants.
All right, let's go back to the lines, 404-726-0929. Let's bring in our buddy Devin in Kansas City. What's up, Devin? Good morning.
What's up, gang? What's up?
What's going on?
So, I'm 33 years old, and in my existence of life, Notre Dame has done nothing since I have been alive. But yet, every year, they're in the top 10 for some reason. And I don't understand why.
Yeah.
Them and Penn State, for some reason, get these little passes that I don't get. Now, I would switch them for Missouri, not because I live here, because I don't like the farmers up here that I live by. But I put Missouri there. And I feel like in the SEC, they give Georgia the biggest test in the SEC, just in my opinion.
Yeah.
And before I go, I got to ask Squid. Because, Squid, I saw you post that picture of you in your T-shirt at Falcons camp. You're not acting like the water boys going around hassling everybody. Hey, man, you buy a T-shirt? You want a T-shirt? Damn,
permit
trying to sell the damn T-shirt, man.
No, D-Led just wanted to take a picture with the legend like me. But I'll tell you one thing. I got some news for you. Notre Dame, when you were two and a half or two years old, they were cheated out of a national title by Florida State and the people that vote in these polls.
What?
Because Notre Dame beat Florida State that year on the field. And then only lost one game all year, just like Florida State, but had the win over them head-to-head. And still, the pollsters voted that Florida State team with Charlie Ward as national champions.
Well, I was going to say, Notre Dame hasn't done nothing. They played in a national title game, 12 years ago? And that didn't end well, but at least they made it that far.
You can talk
about the schedule all you want to. They also went to the college football playoff, 2 years ago?
Dave, I think they went twice.
Yeah.
They produce NFL talent.
Is that what it is? That's what we're talking about.
Oh, Manti Te'o did play for
the Saints. All I can think about is Tyrone Willingham and Charlie Weiss and everything else. So hopefully, you know, look, Brian Kelly was good.
Brian Kelly's been.
But he ain't there no more.
Yeah, Brian Kelly's, other than Lou Holtz, you know, Brian Kelly's the best coach they've had in the last 30 years. So.
All right, let's go back out to the line. Let's go to Chris in College Park. What's up, Chris? Good morning to you, buddy.
Smell what the nation is cooking.
Chris, don't come in with that energy right
Let's
now,
go,
man.
Chris.
Hey, they ain't cooking anything.
You know what it is, man. Squid Nation in the building. How are you doing, fearless leader?
Good, sir. You?
I'm doing fantastic. All-American?
I'm doing great, buddy.
Nice. And welcome, Allie. I got it right, Allison?
Yes, that's right. You're right. Good morning. Yeah. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm going to get right to it, man. I'm going Falcons football. I hadn't had a chance to jump in yet on last week's game. But first, man, a wake-up fist bump to Trice and that injury crushed me, man. As somebody who wanted a defensive pick the past 2 years with our number one overall pick, it was a bummer to see him go down because I was really looking forward to seeing what he was going to do along with Rook or Ro-Ro-Ro. So, Trice, if you're listening this morning, man, get well so we can see you next season. And then secondly, and I want to get y'all's opinion, I told you last time, I think when I called in, I played ball at Kansas State University. Well, one of my teammates and best friends was a guy who played receiver named Greg Washington, who is the father of receiver Casey Washington,
whoa,
who popped last week with Lefty Penix. And just want to get your guys' opinion on Casey, how he looks, and do you think he's going to make the team? And one more thing, and it's always important, hashtag Squid Nation, hashtag Squid
It's not important. Dylan, cut this man off.
Very
I do
important.
Want to I had so much fun talking about Casey Washington after the game on the post-game show because he is on the all-eyeball team, if I've ever seen anybody. Like, you look at that guy, he is a Jesse-looking dude. First one off the bus, chiseled out. I'm like, I need that guy's workout program, bro. Like, whatever kind of calf raises this guy's doing, he looks like a workout warrior, man. And I do think he's going to make the team. I think that, you know, that path became a little more clear, unfortunately, with the injury of Rondale Moore. But he's next man up in that rotation. Michael Penix obviously loves him.
Yeah, I think it's Darnell Mooney, Drake London, Kadarrell Hodge, Ray McLeod, Casey Washington, and, you know, another.
And whoever can play special teams.
Well, and I think James Washington could make his way in there because I think he still can maybe play a little bit, and he's coming back. But it's Casey Washington has been nothing to impress me. I think there's some things he's got to work on. Like, all these guys, that's the whole point.
He's a rookie.
Yeah, and that's the whole point. You know, you're a six-round pick, right? You're not going to come in necessarily, and there's...
He's got that chip.
The Puka Nakuas don't grow on trees where guys come in, great route runners, and they just excel in year one.
Yeah. All right, let's get to one more call. Let's hit to our buddy Larry out in the truck. Larry! It's all right if you want to come to
the mafia. What up, what up?
If you're ready right now to devote yourself, we'll accept you.
Mafia, and I got to split that in half, but I'm going to get that to that in just a minute. Give me a second. First of all, just welcome to Miss A-Town Shoe Princess. Everybody gave you a nickname already.
I love it.
Yeah, I haven't had the opportunity to call in. I was kind of sick last week, so this is my first chance to get to call in and say what's up and welcome to the show. Secondly, Squid Billy, I saw your T-shirts, man. And even though, you know, I'm not all up in Squid Nation, I will support her, brother, and get a T-shirt from you. And
well,
soon
thank
as,
you, Larry.
As soon as Mike's not a problem, bro. As soon as Mike's Mafia and Tiffany Nation come out with their T-shirts, I'll get one of those, too. So, but in the meantime, you know, I'll be walking around with Squid Nation on just to irritate the other two people.
I love hearing that.
Boy.
But at any rate, you guys have a good show. I'm back in the truck, so I'll be bugging you guys the rest of the weekend. I'm going to come with – oh, Squid Nation, you need to let us know when the golf tournament's going to be, bro, for real. I'm just saying.
Larry.
You need to let us know, bro.
Larry, when I can tell you, I will. When I can tell you, I will. I know you want to play. Trust me, we're going to make sure – I make sure you got a spot. Yeah. We'll talk to your boss about including them. I just can't announce it yet. It is above my head on when I can announce. However, glad you're feeling better, and I appreciate the support because, you know, we talked about making some Mike's Mafia shirt a part of the Squid Billy collection.
I don't think so. Rusty's in the bullpen. Rusty, would you – thumbs up or thumbs down, would you wear a Squid Nation shirt? Yeah, that thumb is almost going through
well,
the floor
Drew
right
Butler,
now.
Who also is on your show, would
right
disagree
now.
With
Drew
you.
Drew doesn't want anything to do with that Nation
yes,
anymore.
He does.
He told me he quit.
No, he didn't.
Real quick, it's my niece's birthday today. I got to give her a shout-out, Aaliyah Runnels. She turns 15 years old today. I can't believe that. She was a senior in college when she was born. So shout-out to her. Happy birthday. And look, man, the goings-on continue. Atlanta sports scene. We'll talk about the Braves. Talk about the Falcons. Stay tuned here to the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 910 again.